神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
It's good to be with you again.
很高兴再次跟您在一起。
And I'm going to be speaking about a subject that, is very needed, and actually people are crying out for it.
今天我要讲的主题呢，是跟大家很有关系，很需要的，而且大家所渴求的。
Because many, many people are worried about their marriage and about their family life.
很多人在忧心他们的婚姻，还是说呢，他们的家庭生活、家庭关系。
We need to go back and understand what marriage really is.
我们要好好的再次回到到底什么是婚姻来了解。
In the beginning, the Word of God tells us that God said it is not good for man to live alone.
起初的时候，神这样子说，一个人单独独处不好。
Why not?
为什么呢?
Because we need relationship. It's in our very nature.
在我们的自然性里面呢，因为有着这种依存，就是有关，跟人有关系的这样的一个自然性。
We need someone to belong to.
我们需要属于某一个人。
We need to have a relationship where there are no walls or boundaries between the two, but that their hearts harmonize together.
我们需要有一种关系，就是当中呢，在啊跟对方的关系中呢，没有城墙，没有距离，两个人可以连接在一起的这种关系。
So therefore, we have to recognize that there is a longing in us and a need in us that should be met by a permanent type of relationship.
所以我们要了解到人性里面有一个自然的渴慕、渴求呢，就是希望有这种比较永久性的而且亲近性的关系。
That's why these short-time relationships, these that just last for a little while and are gone, they are not truly the relationship that you need.
所以那就是为什么有时候那些短暂的彼此的关系呢，就是很快就没有的话，不是你所需要的。
So therefore, we have to have some principles to live by so that we can build our relationship with that one that we have married.
这样的话就表示说呢，我们需要有一些啊自然律或原则，可以来建立这种我们所需要的比较永久性的关系。
Our first principle should be, I will never leave this one that has been chosen for me or that I choose.I will always stay with them.
第一个原则就是，既然我已经做了选择，而且我是对方所选择的，我绝对不会，也不应该跟这个我所选择的离开。
You say, why do we need such a principle? Because unless you have this, when the hard times come, when the circumstances change, you'll quickly want to go somewhere else.But if you will stick with that one, the intimacy of your lives will build and grow.
为什么需要这样的原则呢？因为情况来、问题来、难处来的时候，如果你有这种原则，你不可以跟对方分离的话，那你会越过这个难处，然后建立出这种更亲近的关系。
And so when we leave all others, now this means an emotional break with others.That we love very dearly.
当我们说呢，我们只有选择对方一个人的时候，那意思是说呢，除了他之外，我们就要放弃所有跟别人的这种比较亲密的关系。
We have mothers and fathers that we honor, that we're loyal to, that we respect. But when it comes to marriage, we have to put that spouse before them.
比如说呢，跟父母的关系本来是很亲近的，但是因为你已经跟你的配偶，你选择了他，两个人要在一起之后呢，即使你还是一样孝顺、尊荣或者是尊重你的父母亲，但是你要紧紧的跟你的配偶在一起。
Now the next principle is we begin to cleave together, hold together.
另外一个原则就是两个人就这样子有这种不分离的原则之后呢，开始要彼此的紧紧的两个人连接在一起。
We create a permanent bond that cannot and should not be torn apart.
两个人建立起一种啊不能分离的，就是至死不渝的这种连接性。
There's nothing more beautiful than that.
没有什么比这个更美的了。
When two people are cleaving together, making their lives together, intimately holding on to each other, it's a very beautiful thing.
当两个人紧紧地连接在一起的时候，两个人彼此扶持，而且呢，两个人一起来维持两个人的生活，这是非常美的。
As we have left all others emotionally for each other, cleaving together, we begin then to weave, becoming one.
当我们把其他的人先排除、排开，然后我们彼此的连结、彼此的扶持、彼此的紧密的依存之后呢，我们就会彼此的有那种交织的这种关系。
We develop the fruit of total commitment.
这样的话就有一种果效出来，就是彼此的这种真正的完全的一种尾声。
Some of you may be saying, you're dreaming, you can't live like that in marriage.
或许有人就这样想说，你讲这些话呢，就是好像你在做梦一样，根本不可能。
No, my friend, I'm afraid you're missing it.
我不是讲做梦的话，不是一个理想而已，我恐怕是你错失了。
There are many who live by these principles.
因为有很多人就在这种原则下面生活。
Then marriage is a vehicle for expressing the joy of our sexual life.
这个婚姻本身呢，也是一种可以让你在性里面呢享受的一种工具。
Our sexual life was not only to bring children into the world, but it was to be an expression of the deep emotion and the deep intimacy that you feel.
这种性比夫妻的彼此性关系呢，不是只有在繁衍我们的后代，而且是彼此之间在建立彼此享受这种很亲近的、很亲密的这种彼此的关系。
I recognize that for men, they have more of a sexual drive than women, but even for them, they can learn how that to express their love to you. They do it through this means, but it's from the inner man.
即使有时候男的比女的呢，男方比女方对于性方面的需求比较强烈，但是不管怎么样，性关系是从这个啊里面呢表达出来的。
Now I have first given you something to work for, a goal, something that could be real in your life.
首先我是啊给你一个标杆，一个理想，一个目标，让你可以往那个目标来前进。
Now let's go to the reality of many of your lives.
那现在我们来回到我们的这种生活的现实。
The failure that you feel,The uneasiness that you feel about your marriage, the hurts that you feel about your marriage.
就是我们的一些失败，有时候是难处，有时候是一些伤害，在我们的婚姻里面所表现出来的。
Actually, many, many marriages seem to be destined to have a relational failure.
事实上呢，大部分的婚姻呢，在这种关系上面是一个最大的一个失败点。
Of course, there is the one that's the broken relationship. That one where it seems like you failed in marriage, you want to get out of it, you want to get divorced, and so you try to get free.
其中有时候有一个人会想要就是要破裂这种关系，所以呢就想要逃离或者是想要结束两个人的婚姻关系。
Many are taking this way out, thinking it's the easier way.
很多人以为呢，这是比较容易的方法来逃避问题。
But many of you find yourself right back into the same thing because there are problems that you need to fix.
那后来你会发现呢，事情呢好像是在重复发生，因为呢，事实上你有一些根源，有一些问题需要去处理。
Some of you say, well, we're not divorced, but we're separated.
有人说呢，我们不离婚，我们只是分居而已。
And many of you can say, we live in the same house, but we have nothing to do with each other.
但是也有人说呢，我们住在同一个屋檐下面，但是呢，我们根本就没有什么关系。
What are some of the things that brought you to this place?
到底是什么原因把你带到这个地步呢？
You know, in the Chinese culture, love is not the big thing, but loyalty was always the cherished thing.
中国人的文化里面，爱好像不是我们的主要的婚姻的一个因素，反而是这种忠贞跟忠诚。
But you see, loyalty sometimes is not enough.
但是只有忠诚，只有忠贞呢，是不够的。
Particularly in this more free age that we live in.
特别是在这个自由的一个现时代。
And so therefore, you have to recognize that you must nurture love and affection and loyalty and respect in a marriage.
所以在这个时代里面呢，我们一定要养成或者是培养一些爱的这种滋润，或者是呢，那种感情上面的建立，来加上忠诚，来兼顾我们的婚姻。
You see...It doesn't begin usually the first week or month or maybe even the first year of your marriage.
这种关系上的破裂有时候不是说第一个月就出现或一年出现的。
It has a way of sneaking into our lives, slipping in without us sometimes even noticing it until it begins to get very heavy on us.
关系的这种破裂呢，通常是慢慢一点点的在你不知不觉当中呢，就这样渗透进来的。
You see, the root of it most of the time is selfishness.
但是它的根源呢，主要大部分是在于自私。
So we begin what we call the blaming game. In other words, we begin to blame our spouse for all kinds of little things.
开始于呢，彼此呢，就会这样子责怪，总是把一些问题责怪对方。
You didn't do this for me. Why didn't you fix this when I told you to?Constantly blaming the other person.
比如说呢，尽量的找一些对方的毛病，我要你做的你都没有做，你都不为我做。
Maybe you're not even aware of that, but that builds up and builds up within each of you.
一开始你自己也不知觉，但是呢，你就发现你越来呢有对他越多的怪罪。
And then even everyday pressures that you live under have a way of doing this.
那每一天呢，你发现呢，你有一些压力，那你就是因为这个压力也会产生这样子的一个怪罪。
The daily stresses that pile up without us really going through and trying to settle some little things as they come along.
每一天的小小的压力或者是持续来的压力会把它积压，然后每一天呢就会产生一些结果出来。
The demands of the workplace many times brings pressures that when we get home, we really let off. And not only that, we hold on to our work as our identity.
有时候我们在工作上我们压抑一些压力就压在里面，我们呢没有在那个地方为了自尊为了尊严呢，我们不在那里发泄。
And marriage is real responsibility.
那事实上婚姻本身是一种责任。
You have to be able to take your money and make it to go far to help your family.
你要赚足够的钱来维持家计。
Maybe you're trying to build up your career in the midst of all of this.
有时候你在工作之间你需要建立一些业绩。
And you're straining your relationship.
那这样的话无形中在挤压你的人际关系。
This is where you have to take time that when the little things begin to build up, stop, get them straightened out so you can go on from there.
那就是为什么当你的人生不管在哪一个方面产生压力的时候，马上去面对处理它，不要让它积压，然后从那里再开始。
Now, as a wife, if your husband is struggling to keep things together with the family, then you yourself should be careful with the money.
如果妻子发现先生在这个经济方面已经有一些就是不够了，或者他很挣扎了，很努力，很辛苦了，那这个妻子呢就要更用心的来节省开支。
We know that the man's job and his career many times is his identity.
男人呢，工作对男人来说呢，事实上就他们的尊严。
And if he's not careful, that becomes first in his life.
如果不小心慢慢的会变成他的人生最重要的事情。
But if you're going to build relationship either with your wife or husband or your children, you're going to have to take some time for them.
有时候你会需要为了要建立彼此之间的这种夫妻关系呢，你会需要牺牲一点，用一点你的工作上面的这个成就方面的一些时间。
Sometimes we go into marriage with some unrealistic expectations.
有时候我们进入婚姻带着一种不合乎事实的一个期待。
Our young people, they go in sometimes, what they see in the films, what they read, and they long for these beautiful type of fairy tale marriages. And then when they get into life and it becomes real, they don't know how to face it.
特别是年轻人看很多的这些爱情小说或者是电影的爱情故事之后呢，都是一些神话爱情故事，然后进入真正的婚姻的时候不晓该怎么面对。
And those that go into marriage without any idea what responsibility is, this also makes a hardship in marriage.
如果有人进入婚姻一点都不明白婚姻里面有一些责任的话，那就很难去面对了。
Now this is one that sometimes you're not even aware of.
那这些都是我们不知觉的，不知道的。
But before you know it, you're modeling your marriage after what you had in your home.
在你还没有察觉出来呢，就已经呈现在你的婚姻问题里面了。
If you had a father and mother that had a wonderful marriage, you model them. But if you come from a home where you know yourself that things were very difficult, please try to work out in your life and see where you can do different.
如果你是从一个婚姻很美满的家庭模式来的话，那当然对你以后的婚姻是很好的。万一如果是你从一个破裂的、残缺的父母亲的婚姻的模式来的话，那请你一定要特别的用心的来避免，而且呢去铲除以前的一些障碍。
And another thing that's very difficult for marriages is when you hurt each other.
在婚姻里面有一种很难的难处，就是呢彼此的伤害。
Right now, I'm not talking about a physical thing.
我讲的不是身体的伤害。
I'm talking about words.
我讲的是这种语言的伤害。
Sometimes we intentionally hurt each other.
有时候我们是有意的用语言来伤害对方。
And sometimes we unintentionally hurt each other.
有时候是无意的、不知觉的去伤害到对方。
But when we do, we're too proud at times to say, you know, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said it that way, I was wrong.
不管是有意无意，当我们伤害的时候呢，我们都很，有时候呢，太自己太骄傲了，没有办法去跟对方承认我们的错误。
You can take this, hurting people will hurt people.
你要知道，一个被伤害的人，他就很容易伤害人。
You don't know your wife nor your husband until you've lived with them for a while.
你即使呢跟对方相爱，然后一直到结婚之后呢，才会真的认识他们真正的自己。
And then you begin to see characteristics that you never thought were in them.
两个人住在一起后，才发现从来没有发现过的真正的对方的那个里面的那个人。
Because they may have deep hurts inside.
他们或许以前就是很深的被伤害过。
But they won't share them with you.
但是呢，他们从来没有对你分享这些。
If only a person recognizes this and can share it with their intimate loved one, how much better off they'll be.
如果你是懂得把自己敞开，愿意把自己的伤害跟对方讲的人，那这样就好多了。
But they continue to hurt, to yell, to make life very miserable for those around them.
但是如果没有跟别人表达的话，那么就会继续的成为一个用语言大声生气来伤害对方的人。
Sometimes one of the spouses are controllers.
有时候 夫妻两个人，其中呢有一个是那种很容易操纵人的
，and very demanding in the way they talk.
他们讲话呢，非常的好像专制
，and without realizing it, they hurt the other person a lot.
那在他们自己不自觉的时候呢，就因为这种很专制的话，就伤害了对方。
Now sometimes the other spouse will argue, but a lot of times the other spouse just keeps quiet but holds it deep inside.
通常这种被命令、被操纵的对方呢，会压抑下来，就把它放在里面。
You see, these things that I have just been talking to you about, they have a very sly way, too, of starting these things in our life.
这些我前面提到的这些问题呢，都是这样子慢慢一点一点的在我们的婚姻关系里面渗透进来。
See, we begin to lodge some of these feelings deep inside of us.
那种感受也是一点一点的存在我们的心里面。
Sometimes we may even try to make an excuse for our spouse.
有时候我们自己也会用一些理由、借口来为对方解释。
The other times, when they do these things, they begin to harbor in the heart.
但是每一次一受到这种压力或者伤害的时候呢，总是会积存到里面的那些感受里面去。
And then these things begin to grow and get bigger and bigger within us.
这些就在里面好像酿造一样越来越大。
And that's why many times the arguments and the bad feelings and the turning from each other happens.
那就是为什么后来会爆发，两个人就会吵架，然后两个人会生气。
Then this also can begin another way, and it's like drifting. You know how a boat, when you untie it, from the pier, it just drifts right out quietly.
有时候呢，这种问题呢，除了慢慢的渗透在破裂之外呢，还有一种情况，就像那个一条船，它的绳索断了，它就慢慢的飘离港岸一样。
You see, often it's a very subtle, unintentional severing of the emotions from each other.
这个呢，就像一个无声无息、不自觉的一种力量，然后呢，在伤害我们的感情、我们的感觉。
Let's look at some of the things that can do this to us.
我们来看看以下这些呢，是会有这种影响的。
First, there may be some early signs.
有时候是比较早的一些症状、征兆。
Your schedules are so crowded, you have to do so much that you begin to lose touch with that spouse.
有时候是因为你的时间太挤了，太忙了，所以呢，你根本都没有机会来碰触你的对方。
Another one is that you don't share or talk with your spouse.
另外一个就是呢，你从来不讲、不分享，向对方、你的配偶来分享。
You might say, well, I'm not a talker.
或许你说呢，我不是一个善讲话的人。
But you need to make yourself share.With that spouse.
但是你还是要勉强你自己要去把你的事情谈出来表达给对方知道。
Now, you may not be an affectionate person that likes to show it, but when there's no affection shown at all, this is one of those slow early signs that something is happening.
或许你不是那种善于表达的一个人，但是呢，如果你继续这样的话，那就会有这种好像慢慢隔离分离的这种现象。
Now, then there are warning signs. These are heavier. These are things that are beginning to show.
接下去我要讲的是几个比较明显的一种警告的症状。
Criticism.
批评。
Where before they would never do it, but now they begin to criticize everything you do.
以前呢不会，但是突然间呢就好像什么事情都不对了，都会批评。
You spend too much money.
你用了太多钱了。
You're always on the phone.
你总是讲很多电话。
You're never home in time.
你回来都不准时。
So we criticize and criticize.
我们就这样一次再一次的批评对方。
And then we get to the place where we sort of contempt them.
斥责太多了呢，到个地步呢，你开始不喜欢他了。
That means that you just don't like some of the things they do.
事实上你只是不喜欢他的一些行为而已。
They're contemptible to you.
那这些呢会引起你不喜欢。
The way he acts in a crowd, it just makes you feel bad.
他在群众之间的表现让你觉得不好。
The way your wife talks so loud, that makes you feel terrible.
你太太的讲话那么大声让你觉得很不雅。
And you begin to contempt, you begin to dislike a lot of their traits.
所以这些特质呢让你都不喜欢了。
And then you begin to defend the things you do.
然后你也开始啊，要来对你所做的事情呢有一种防卫。
It's my business.
这是我自己的事情。
I can do what I want.
我要怎么做就怎么做。
I told you, do I have to tell you everything?
我已经跟你讲过了，难道什么都要跟你讲吗？
We become very defensive when they say anything to us.
不管对方怎么样呢，我们就表达得非常的那种自我防卫性很强。
And then we begin to build walls.
接下来就会建立彼此间有墙了。
You shut the spouse out.
你把你的配偶关在外面。
I had an aunt that said she didn't talk with her husband. I believe it was either 4 or 6 months.
我有一个姨妈呢，她跟她的先生呢，大概有6个月、半年的时间呢，不讲话。
You don't tell them how you feel.
不告诉她你感觉怎么样。
You just don't care.
不关心了。
And you don't want to hear anything of theirs.
你也不想从对方听到什么。
And you're closing them out of your life.
等于把他们关在你的生活圈外面。
Your marriage can be reconciled.
婚姻是可以和好复原的。
The first thing you say is no to divorce.
首先你要对离婚拒绝。
And now you begin to get your priorities and decide together that we're going to work on this.
接下来你要好好的把这个重要的一些事情摆出来，然后决定好好的来解决。
Move away from that wall that you have built.
本来两个人之间的那个墙呢，要把它拆掉。
Maybe you can say we have both failed in this.
或许彼此都要承认说我们两个人都有我们的错，我们有我们的问题。
It does you good when you're able to say, you know, both of us have things that we need to work on.
如果两个人都愿意承认自己的问题，都愿意重新改善的话，是很好的。
Maybe you can find a good counselor or a person that could listen and could understand exactly what is happening between the two of you.
找到一个比较好，你可以信任的一个辅导的人员，然后呢，跟他谈你的婚姻，那听听他们的意见。
And then begin to consent with each other and say, listen, I know that.You really hurt me and hurt others. Let me help you with this.
然后呢，也愿意帮助对方的一种他的缺点啊，跟他说呢，你是这样伤害我了，但是我愿意帮助你。
And then you work together to realize how there is safety, a feeling of true safety in a good marriage.
两个人一起来面对，一起来改善，然后就越来越感受到说这种婚姻的稳固呢是多么的有安全感。
You talk together.
两个人彼此来谈话。
You begin to make up in the areas where you have fallen and failed.
以前失败的地方呢，好好的从头来，重新开始。
And then come to the place you recognize it's a day at a time.
到后来你要发现你处理的时候呢慢慢来一天一天慢慢来
day by day you work on this
每一天都要努力
sometimes you fail
有时候你会在失败
but you don't give up
但是不要放弃
and then ask Jesus to help you
记得求主耶稣帮助你
He has a wonderful way of doing this for us
他会有很奇妙的能力跟方法来帮助你
I long for every one of you to have a wonderful marriage
我实在是非常的期待每一个人有很美的婚姻生活
Make up your mind and God will help you
下定决心要一个很好的婚姻关系神一定帮助你
祝我新曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供由金炉牧师为您主讲林真华语翻译如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担请您来信写明你的姓名住址然后你寄到台湾高雄台湾省高低的高英雄的雄台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱， 你写林真双木林真假的真林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。